We got a question from a listener about city council recently, with Joe Campbell bringing up a motion to make the city's budget more transparent and it dying on the floor. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
That's the rules, the procedure. There was no seconder for that motion, so there's no discussion. There's a motion, but without a seconder, then the motion dies on the floor, and there's no discussion. No councillors thought that it was worth considering. You know, we've got a real group of bright and involved councillors that thoroughly understand their role within the budget function. I'm heading into my third year, but you know, we've got that whole process really is led by one of the best CEOs that perhaps we have in the country, and Dave Landers. And our treasurer, Natalie Moore, and she's actually more like a chief financial officer than a treasurer. So it was recognized, and again, you understand one of the planks in the platform was fiscal responsibility and fiscal stability, which is entirely the responsible of the administration in delivering that. And again, it's one of the key. Part of the platform is that we run the business of the corporation like a business. We also believe that our role is governance. And given that we're doing services are delivered as they should be with the right result, then we rely on the people that are in charge of the operations. And one of the most beneficial things and rewarding things that for the city of Timmins taxpayers, residents, was changing the way the budget was presented. It's all of the elements, and it's fully transparent and open, but they're delivered in a very efficient and effective way that's really understandable and clear. And the last three budgets that we delivered, of course, are the best budgets that ever have been delivered by the city of Timmins. And as you know, it's well known, and has been for quite some time, that Timmins has the highest rates in Northern Ontario. That's the people tell us that all the time. And if we continue to deliver the budgets the way we have in the fashion that we have, we'll no longer be able to say that we're the highest tax jurisdiction. And the way that the budgets were delivered in the past is one of the reasons why, in fact, Timmins was the highest taxed jurisdiction. So it was recognized that we'd want to change. We want to deliver the budget in a more understandable and effective way. Because if you want to change the result, you can't do it through status quo. I mean, that's the definition of insanity, you know, doing the same thing and expecting something to change. So some of the longest service councillors have simply said that this is the best business, the business process, budgeting process, that they've ever seen. And that's many of the people that have been there for you know, more than a decade. So, you know, we think we're serving the city of Timmins very, very, very well. So that's we'll continue to and notwithstanding, there's always room to improve, and so we're always listening. So effectively, that's the result of that motion failing.
Yeah. To go off of City Council, one of the other things that was announced there is that the Indigenous history murals around downtown Timmins won the Spirit Award from the provincial BIA. Quite a big deal. What does that mean for Timmins?
Well, again, you know, you go right back. It was Kristen Murray. And again, I talk about very intelligent group of councillors that we have. She was working with Nisiway. There was grants. She presented the idea, I believe, to Dave Landers as with the CAO, and I had the easiest job ever in just simply saying, yes, this is a good idea. So I'll tell you, everybody within the city of Timmins are extremely happy with the murals and the results, because you know it fits, and it's a very obvious statement of our commitment to the truth and reconciliation process within the city of Timmins. We've done a number of things. You know, the land acknowledgement was the first thing, I guess, that we did within council. So obviously the murals are a very, very visual statement of our commitment to the truth and reconciliation process. And what and why it got that award is number one, they're absolutely beautiful, number one. Number two, every mural tells a story, and it tells a story. It's not written, again, that recognizes the verbal history of the indigenous history, and secondly, the number of them that that are in the community. So that's why the city of Timmins won, and it represents the fact that we're very, very inclusive and progressive city. So that's what this means to the city of Timmins.